Blog Talk Radio.
This program is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. You know, there are many reasons why the agencies owe us, and you could speak in terms of money, in terms of service, and many, many other things. But the main reason, there are many reasons why they owe us, of course. But the main reason is because they use, these agencies for the blind and disabled, use people to get money. Every day it happens. And in comparison to what we get from them or out of them, when you measure up everything, they're taking advantage of us. They really are, because look at the different situations that we have to deal with. You hear them on the show here. You know, the guide dog schools are not licensed, the nursing homes. Now we're dealing with one of our friends who went from a nursing home into a hospital, obviously neglected. Now, that happens to thousands of people every day. Do the agencies do anything about it? Don't they owe us to do something about it? Are they concerned that the people going into the hospital from the nursing home, and it's usually because of some negligence, are they concerned that that person has to go back, for the most part, that person has to go back to the nursing home because the family or the loved one don't have the means to keep them out of that horrible situation? The means and the money and the services are there. We know they're there. The agencies have them. The agencies have the means. And if they don't, they can certainly try to get them. But they're not even trying. I mean, if they try to, let's say one of these agencies want to fundraise, right? Let's take my friend Rosie, for instance. Horrible, in the hospital, unconscious, and suffering from blood poison and a bladder infection. Any agency, the Alzheimer's or the Office of the Aging, or anyone, if they wanted to try to raise money while Rosie is in the hospital, and pray God she's going to be all right, so that she wouldn't have to go back to the nursing home. I mean, what's wrong with that? Who could fault them for that? They won't, unless they're ordered to. And that's really horrible, that these agencies that are supposed to watch out for us have to be mandated to raise the money to change the they should want to do it, because we're their meal ticket. We help them get the salaries that they take home. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have a damn thing. So how much do they owe us? They owe us plenty. And if you want to speak in terms of money, before we went on the air, I got it from an anonymous source. They owe us $1 trillion. Well, that's the thought. Yes, they do. In other words, they owe us whatever they can do for us. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those examples where they owe us. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. His office is in Islip, New York. And the phone number is 631-888-1186. And we salute Mr. Kennedy for helping Inner Sight. We really appreciate that. All right. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And the show is heard all over the world. We remind you, watch out for the beautiful children. Take care of them. Cherish them. Remember those that have passed. Corey, Avante, Ali, Little Tommy, and all the others. Inner Sight declares to the world every night, go an extra mile for a child. All right, we believe it. And more people should believe it and live it. All right, around the world, this program goes. We have over 100,000 listeners. And nobody starves on Long Island. That's a local group right here that helps you with dog food, cat food, veterinarian services. The guy in charge, Gary, he doesn't do it for a living. He works a job and volunteers. So give him a call. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. James Bahamundi is a attorney, civil rights attorney, 516-783-9662. And let's see, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Sutton Insurance, and Touro Law Center, all followed by a .com, of course. Want to find out about their goings-on, just look them up. Inner Sight Around the World.
Hello.
The show, the program goes, and we are talking tonight about how much do the agencies owe us. Oh, you want to do the Able News?
Yeah, might as well. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, and don't forget to sign our petition. Excuse me. We have the two of them now, the one on the service dog schools and the one on the nursing homes.
Right.
And we urge you to read that petition.
Yeah.
Read it before you sign it.
Yeah.
Very important and of what we're trying to accomplish in helping people to stay out of the nursing home and to get out.
Yeah.
So check it out. How are we doing with names on that? Any
added
names?
I'll check. Hold on.
Yeah, check it out. On the service dog petition, we have almost 80,000 names. So
almost.
You know, we can always use more on that too, but people have responded.
Oh yeah, because we had a steady people were going through it and actually adding promotion, and I just found that out that they were doing that by running a certain report. So that was good, you know.
Wait a minute. Say that again. What?
I'm sorry. My voice is kind of choppy today. people were adding donations to it. That's why it went, you know, it went viral, which is awesome. And I thank those people. You know, not donations to
you're
that.
You're talking about what petition you're talking about?
Not the the nursing home one, but the guide dog one.
You're talking about the service dog petition.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a big rush on that one. But
yeah,
how's the other one doing?
I'm waiting for it to come up. I don't know what it's taking. It's a long time.
All right. The agencies owe it to every person to help them stay out of the nursing home. And they owe it to every person to help get them out. Now, the ridiculous programs that the state has set up are horrible. Because they're not designed really to help people.
No, they're not.
You know, there's all kinds of rules and criteria. They're designed to get the person into the nursing home. They really are. And keep them in there for as long as they can until the person passes away. And then the next person comes in.
Yeah.
See, if the state really wanted to help people, the criteria would be anyone who's disabled.
Yeah.
And then they would put into practice this idea of a volunteer plus. They wouldn't have to pay for it. They could mandate all these state agencies to start raising money for it.
Yeah.
There's the answer.
Yeah, I know. We're steady at 3.
What?
We need a lot more for this.
Wait, say that again. I can't understand what you're saying.
We are steady at 3 signers.
Oh, we got 3 names. All right.
Yeah. Liz just signed.
All right.
By the way. Liz did sign it. Yeah.
It's a start.
Yeah, you know, it is.
We have to find a way to promote it. We really ought to try to send it to every newspaper.
Yeah.
And see if they'll do a story on it. But these agencies owe it to every person. Now, we don't know how many people daily are sent to a hospital from a nursing home, you know, because they got an infection or they got ill or some of them ate bad food. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know. But whatever that number is, the agencies that correspond with the person's disability should be helping. You know, they should want to help the person so they don't have to go back to the damn nursing home.
That's right.
Where they became ill or where they had the body parts amputated and all that.
Or
the result of bad living.
Well, been left to die in a sitting in a stupor of their own perspiration and a fever of 103. That's what happened to my mom when she was at the other nursing home the beginning of last year.
Yeah, they're all basically the same. You may find a good person here and there who work in these places, but that's far and few between. I mean, they really, and those people have to be careful.
Yeah.
Over in Boston.
Yeah.
When we were helping Marlene, the head nurse went above and beyond.
And she got fired.
And they warned her, and then they fired her.
That's crazy.
You know, they fired her for trying to help Marlene. you know, out of the range, so to speak, of the nursing home.
Yeah.
So there you have it, and I wonder how many more good people have been fired who don't like what's going on. So there's one big place where these agencies owe us big time.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, there's so many of them, you know. They owe us, and you hear a lot of talk about jobs these days. They owe us to make everything accessible so a disabled person can get a job and have an equal chance, apply for it.
Yes, you should be able to just go in a job like everybody else. They did not have to ask you about 100 things if you could do the job. These are the things that they don't need to know. Seriously. Nobody needs to know anything of your business.
All the employer needs to know is that the person can do the job.
That's right. That's 1,000% right.
But it doesn't happen that way because these agencies that use us to take in all this money are not doing their job.
That's right.
You know, I mean, a lot of them are not even allowed to advocate for us or the federal government. Because if you get too much out of line, they'll take your money away, or they'll fire the person, and they'll put somebody in there who's going to shut their mouth and just do the regular run-of-the-mill stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got
I've
these...
I've seen that happen.
Yeah. Oh, we all have. So you've got these agencies who can't do stuff. You got people in there who work for them, some of whom want to do better and are afraid, you know, and then you have the disabled person being used to keep the money coming in. And the only way, we truly believe that there's only one man in this country now who can change all this. And that's the president.
Yeah, that's
all these other politicians have failed us.
That's true.
And between us and all the other disabled groups, we've been to all of them. You know, they say, this congressman is for the disabled. This one's for this last woman who just left office. I'm not going to name her. Was supposed to be a big advocate for the disabled, yeah? She wouldn't even put a damn light up for me so I can cross the street. I don't know where the hell they got the idea that she's for the disabled. They didn't even call me back. So
I know that.
The only way it's going to happen if the president orders these agencies and says, look, we got to change this. This system is horrible. It doesn't work. You know, there's so many people who can't get help. We're putting all this money into the agencies. He has to mandate it. He has to sign it. He has to sign off on it. And if he doesn't, it's going to be the same thing forever.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
You know, because this whole idea of that we used to hear about, sensitivity in education, that's a bunch of bull.
It is a bunch
what
of bull.
What good
nobody...
is education if you have no
nobody
enforcement?
Wants... Exactly. I was just about to say that.
It doesn't mean a damn thing.
No, it doesn't.
You can educate somebody. You can send them to school. Right. You can take the book and bang them in the head. You know? Don't hurt them, but tap them.
No, but get them little socks. I don't know.
You know the great. I got to tell a story about that. The great Arturo Toscanini, the great conductor.
Oh, yeah.
One, I was hearing a Robert Merrill interviewed, the American baritone, and he said he was doing La Traviata with the old father, Giorgio, you know.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get the rhythm of the this particular rhythm the way that Toscanini wanted it. You know, each conductor has their own little thing, you know. So Toscanini took the baton and he tapped him very lightly on his head. He said, and Merrill said, no, he didn't hurt me. Very lightly with the words, you know. Like this, you know. And he said, that convinced me. It really worked.
Aww.
I got the idea, and I sang the aria the way he wanted to hear it.
So the way he was tapping.
Yeah.
The way he was tapping.
Bang him in the head, man.
I'm sorry. That's cool.
Inner Sight told you that story right here on the live podcast around the world.
So just tap him on the head. And if you don't get it, then tap him again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember when I approached the Helen Keller people, when my friend was denied a service dog, guide dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to them, why don't we work together? And I can train the dog, and, you know, we'll make it a Helen Keller guide dog. Well, they never even called me back because they're afraid, or the board of directors tells them, you can't do this. You know, the agencies should do it because they owe us. How much do they owe us?
A lot.
How much do they get every year because of us? Take that figure and triple it, quadruple it. And there's what they owe us. But we're not up here saying, just give us money, agency, give us money. No. No, no. That's not what most people want. We want a fair chance. We want to be protected by the same laws that everybody else is protected by. That's what this country is about, and that's what we're left out of. You know? I was talking today on the New York City subway, and I said, you know, why aren't we the disabled protected? I'm talking about the guide dogs. Why aren't we protected when we're denied the safety of a guide dog? Nobody could interfere with your safety, I was telling people.
That's right.
And it's true. They'd be in big-ass trouble.
Oh, yes, they would.
But when that safety is a guide dog and you have some jackass trainer who insists that you shouldn't have a guide dog without a license, no license to train the dog, you know, and they keep the money that they raise, there's the money again. See, it's just like the agencies that won't help the person so they don't have to go back to the nursing home. They got the money for that person, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Keeping the money. It's the same thing, world. It works
yes, it
the
is.
Same way. The whole system works the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we demand that Mr. Biden change. We're not asking him. We're telling him. Because he's supposed to be for freedom. He's supposed to be for safety. For all Americans,
that's
isn't
right.
it? Where is it? We get a million names on our petition. God willing, give me the strength.
Yeah.
I'm going to the White House with that petition.
You should. You should.
And I'm going to try to get Mr. Biden's attention if I don't get it before. All right, Intersight 213-816-1650. You want to call in and address the subject. There are so many variables around this subject of people who can't get help.
Yeah. It certainly
is. Horrible.
I mean, let me just point out one thing, and we have Maureen on the line, and then we have somebody listening. But I'd like to, you know, point out that when my mother asked for help, she asked for help in 2018. I finally looked it up, so that's 3 years she's in that nursing home situation. 3 years. Not that long.
Yeah, 3 years.
So quickly. Demise so quickly. Yeah. That means she's gone through.
That's typical.
Excuse me. I'm going to say it. Holy freaking hell. I'm not going to say what I wanted to say. But I'm saying freaking
typical.
In place of it.
Happens to people
yeah.
every day.
And it happens to my dad the
yeah.
same way. So they just ate away at my mom. They ate away at her.
And they don't care if it
no.
happens because they got somebody
no.
else waiting to bring in the money.
Yeah, they have that bed See? Warmed up still. They do.
That's their incentive.
Right. I know in my heart, okay, the people who work there, meaning the people who are not in the higher ranks, they just want to help and they want to get a paycheck and go home. All right, I know that. A lot of them are good people. Some of them aren't. Some of them.
Well, that's not the issue.
That isn't the issue, it's right. Whatever's
it's
about
the system.
Exactly. And people don't seem to get that part. It is the system. And it's made all the same way. It's like cookie cutter. And it infuriates me, Frank. It infuriates me. I don't
see Intersight has the proof because
yeah.
we want to start this Volunteer Plus idea,
right.
which means
right.
that we could be helping a lot of the people who work in those nursing homes too.
That's right.
Who could make extra money and help a person stay out of the nursing home.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wouldn't, in their right mind, who wouldn't welcome that kind of a concept?
I couldn't see anybody who wouldn't. But there are some, I could say. But there aren't many, I'd say that.
Oh, yeah. It's the best way to do it. And I just wish that all these years that ADAPT wasted and all the other groups, if they would have
yeah.
raised the money to do this idea,
mm-hmm.
millions of people would have gotten out of nursing homes.
I know. We thought
and
of
stayed
it.
Out.
Yeah, they would have. We thought of
See,
it
because
after years of being, you know, people calling us and people, we thought of it based on, believe it or not, the, what do you call the, what is that, the food stamps cards, really. We said, wouldn't that
yeah.
be great if everything else was like that? And that's how we started it.
People would be safer under this Volunteer Plus because even if the state wanted to interfere and say, hey, no, they got to be back in the nursing home, we would fight them on it.
Yes, we would.
And we'd use the damn fund to do it.
Yep.
And believe me, I don't think they would take us on because how the hell would they look? This person living their life, you're not even paying for it, and you want them back in a nursing home? Get the hell out of here, you devil.
That's right. I said, get out of here. Get out of here. Don't come near me anymore.
You know, there's a phrase in the Bible. It says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Well, there it is.
That's true. I got to tell you something.
Inner sight.
I received something.
Resisting the devil.
Yeah, it's true. I have sort of won my battle with Social Security. They're giving this to me, all the money that, not how much they owe me, but they're giving me money, right? The amount that I had asked for. But until they find out that, you know, they're doing the overpayment, what do they call that? Fair hearing. So now I got to wait until they decide, blah, 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 blah.
Well, we're changing the subject. I don't know.
No, I just wanted
that's
to do
got
that
to do with
share.
This. But...
That's how most of the agencies work. They have to go under this all this, like, stupidity to get things to work. You know, why do you have to go through all these damn hoops? That's what I'd like to know. That bothers me. You know, to get things done.
The agencies for the blind and the disabled, in your case,
don't help.
Didn't help you.
No.
That's part of it.
And I have so many disabilities.
Took them 6 years to give you a computer.
Seven.
All
right,
let's take a phone call.
Yeah.
Live, inner sight.
All right, let's get Maureen in.
Around the world, we got, who we got, Maureen?
Yep, Maureen.
Hi, guys, how are you tonight?
Oh, you're far away. What happened?
I don't know. Is it getting any better?
Yeah, we can hardly hear you.
That better?
Yeah.
A little, yeah.
Oh.
A
little maybe better, it wasn't fully off the speaker. Maybe it wasn't fully off. Well,
yeah,
tonight I'm worried about my mom because she was extremely tired today, so I hope she's okay.
Aww.
I guess it's just boring, too. I mean, she's there by
yeah,
herself.
Be very. No mental stimulus.
What's your thing? I didn't hear.
I said no mental stimulus.
No, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, my friend the other day, she slept for 2 hours. She's younger than I am. She got up and slept for 2 hours at night. Another day, she got up, put on another pair of pajamas, and went right back to bed. I mean, it's, you know, what do you do? My mom's case, she's in a chair or a bed.
Yeah.
What? Looking at the four walls or watching the boob tube that I'm sure is just full of impeachment crap today. She didn't even have it on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, what is there to do, you know? So I hope she's okay. So, and,
I'll say a prayer.
Well, thanks, Suzanne. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, any word on your mom tonight? Same.
Well, I got again to speak with her, but she's more under today. I don't know what. Better than yesterday. She was moving around a bit for me and saying, I love you, and wording it. After today, she was out of it. I actually, believe it or not, I hate to do this. I took a picture of her, and I posted it on our petition, and I told how I felt.
Right.
You know,
That's a good thing to do.
About to burst. I was about to burst.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess it's I guess
you know.
Some days are worse than others, you know. She'll probably be
yeah,
better. That's how my mom was a couple days ago, you know. She was tired and she got better. And I guess it's just people just have worse days than others, too. And when you're in their positions, you know.
Yeah. She can't fight
just,
for herself right now. She can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I said to my mom, are you the tiredest you've ever been? Yes, but I mean, maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. Who knows,
yeah,
you know? I just hope she's
there.
Not got the COVID, you know?
No,
because that's,
I don't
you know, tiredness is one of the signs. Hmm?
I hope I don't eventually get it because I know somebody close that just got it, and I gotta wait and find out their test. So I didn't get a beep
on my
phone.
You were near them?
Oh, yeah, I was. So I gotta wait. So the funny thing is, I'm saying the funny thing is that I had gotten the test for the negativity. And I'm saying that was the one that's the rapid test. Now I'm second guessing my decision. You know,
oh,
like, you know. So that's where I'm at.
Well, hopefully, good luck. Well,
yeah,
now we're told, now the numbers are really dropping. They're really dropping good. The hospitalizations, the death, everything, they're all dropping good, right? But now we're told we really should wear two masks and make sure they fit tightly. Like the guy on the radio today said, yeah, to make sure that you can't breathe. You know, throughout this whole
thing.
No,
that's how you don't spread it. You don't breathe.
That's right, because you'll be dead. Lack of oxygen.
That's right.
Well, throughout this whole thing, I haven't had a mask that fits tightly yet. Most of the time. I'm sorry, Susan.
I said, I remember you saying it keeps falling.
I mean, they never, no matter what kind, cloth, the other, whatever, whatever. I mean, I must have a very tiny nose. None of them stay on my nose. They are always underneath. I am always picking them up. I have to just pin it. I don't know. But so, thank God I've been okay through the whole thing because I've tested negative all the times I've gone for the test.
God.
So,
in all honesty.
Yeah, so, you know, and so thank God, you know, so far. But I don't know. This whole thing, there was a basketball player the other day. He came in contact with somebody. I think he was on the Knicks. So they wouldn't let him play in the first quarter. Then they put him in the second quarter. Then they took him out in the – what was the point of that?
Hell?
I mean, if he had been exposed, didn't he expose his teammates then?
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
That
99% of all of this makes no sense to me.
No,
really.
Here's what they probably did. They waited for the 15 to 20-minute fast rapid to find out if he had COVID.
Well, I don't know, because then he was isolated. Then he wasn't allowed
after
to play
that.
The next couple. I know. I really do.
So why
did they
let him
really,
play
really.
That one round? I'm sorry. That's too funny.
Yeah, you know.
That's
no, I think the best was
the
singer who one last show was
I'm
negative
sorry.
And one was positive. That had to be the best. That really was the best.
Yeah,
know,
a lot of it is
guesswork.
They don't know. They don't know what they're doing.
No, and now, of
but
course, they're trying to wiggle their way. The World Health Organization's trying to wiggle its way out of that. You know, it wasn't from a lab. It was from some animal.
Oh, I heard all of that. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Now you're thinking of something else? And then, I mean, it was done, you know, they were evaluating the lab. And behind that, it was supposedly from. And then the guy who leaked it out from the government and then said, okay, listen. You know, we have this problem right now. Who died of it? Well, you're not going to say he died from the virus, God forbid.
No, because they were studying.
They didn't say that.
They were studying viruses. That's what
they were
studying in that lab, viruses. So
it was
kind of a coincidence.
A real big mistake. They wiped it up. It probably dropped one of the, whatever, containers. I can envision this. I can see it happening, you know. I mean, and then they go, and they clean it up real quick.
Plus, it
days.
Took them one whole year to go in and check this out. One whole year they haven't gone in. And they'll probably blame Trump because, of course, he, you know, stopped subsidizing the World Health Organization. But that doesn't matter. They still could have gone in. But they'll try to make it Trump's fault, you know, how they deal with everything. I mean, they could have gone in. They had support from other countries' money. So that shouldn't have stopped them, you know?
Yeah.
It's just too
well,
much.
Well, how about
I mean,
all the people? How about all the people who get a cold and run to the hospital and don't have the COVID virus?
Well, they,
and then
they,
a couple
they
of days later, catch it.
Yeah.
Because they went to
from
the hospital.
Well,
you
that's why you
I
really have to
that.
Stay away from them as much as possible, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
unless
here's
you
what
really
happened
have something.
Me. Here's what happened with
me.
I went to get the quick COVID test. Do you know they test you also for the flu and for, I think, something else, strep, and a whole bunch of other things. I don't know if it's strep, but there's another test they test you for. I'm looking at this darn thing, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. They test you for all this. You know, I know for sure it's the flu, COVID, and one other thing. And it's 3-in-1. You know, I can't read the paper.
I have only one thing to say about all of this. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yes, that's it. You got it.
How much money are they making off this?
A lot.
But every COVID test, every vaccine, everything.
They're not in any rush to make it better.
And now, you know, the one who told us originally, I'm not going to do the invitation tonight.
You should.
Who told us that it was nothing and that we had nothing to worry about. It was going to be gone in no time. It might not be till late fall now that we can try to get some of the things going, like the mask not to be worn and things. Late fall. It's only February. We've got a long way to go, you know?
And, I mean, the fact that they told me to wear 3 masks when I was in the hospital, I'm sitting
they
there.
They told you what? I can't.
I said the fact that they asked me to wear 3 masks in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
I have a mask and it has a filter. Okay, so that was filtering, and that's like wearing 2 masks, okay, on a regular basis. And it's comfortable.
Right.
Then they put a surgical mask on top of that. And I'm looking at them like they have... Red. So now, essentially, I had 3 masks on. And I'm like,
that's
well,
crazy.
I'm just saying anything after that. Yeah, that's right. Right, it is.
They're gonna, you know, they'll come up with another disease from wearing so many masks. We'll have maskitis or something, you know? That's down
maskitis.
The road. Maskitis, so we can have another shot or another something for the symptoms of maskitis.
Yeah, right.
Breathing in your own oxygen and everything from too many masks. You know?
And then the carbon dioxide and the nitrogen and all that we breathe in, all that, you know.
Exactly. But when you stop and think about it, who wears the masks a lot and who's got the disease? I don't want to say anything, but put 2 and 2 together, you know? Something there.
All
I
right,
think,
in
yeah?
a sight. let's see. Wednesday. Tonight, television tonight. Channel 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20, all on the reruns still. But bear with us. We're going to break through those reruns. You wait and see.
Yes, we are.
All right, in a sight. That's the television view, if you want to check it out. Maureen, anything else before we move on?
No, I'll call in a little bit and I'll see how my mom, I won't get her. I mean, it's too late, but check, see everything's okay with her.
And the coordinator's patient after that, too.
Yeah.
She's in a different area. She progressed from being, you know, heavily monitored to lightly monitored. So that's, I guess, is a... good sign.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good sign. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So is Rosie able to talk now?
No. Sad. Really.
All right. In a
she
sight.
Just is there without saying a word.
Prayers for Rosie.
Well, that's how my mom was. I told you. It was 7 weeks when she had the septus. It took 7 weeks. She didn't speak
to God
or anything.
Comes out of it. If not, I might have to make other decisions that I really don't want to make, but I have to do it based on what she wanted, and I know she didn't want to be given nutrition. I know that she'd already said that, so I have to follow what she wants. You know, it's only fair, you know, and somebody will hopefully do that for me when I'm, you know, need it, you know, even though I... But that would be moving on, and naturally moving on. I don't want to do it where... You know, somebody's given artificial nutrition, an artificial this, an artificial that. I mean, it's not fair. When God wants you to move on, I guess.
Well, let's not jump to that. Let's.
Hopefully, she gets better. I hope.
Keep hope alive, and you know, see what else can be done.
And if she's gone to the light of monitors, that's a good sign. That's good.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that would be better.
All right, guys. Thanks. Thanks. Take care.
All right. It is fine. Thank you, Maureen.
Yeah, take care, Maureen.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night. Yes. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about how much these agencies owe us. And if you listen to all these stories, all the people who need help, you come to the conclusion of how much these agencies owe us.
A lot.
I mean, why is it that you have so many agencies all over this country and yet people cannot get help? You know, you have all kinds of situations.
I know the reason. People want to make money on your misfortune.
Yeah, well, that's a big reason.
Yeah, it is.
That's a big reason why.
A very big reason.
I'll never forget I had a woman on my show not too long ago, television, worked for the muscular dystrophy. Oh. And this guy called up, and he needed some crutches, you know.
Oh, what is that?
And
that's not hard at all.
She put the call through to the director's office, and the guy said, we can't get him the crutches. We used up our budget for the year, you know.
How much are the crutches, by the way?
Wait a minute, let me finish my story. And she proceeded.
Okay.
She proceeded to say on the program that the budget, in comparison to this guy's salary, was so damn small.
Yeah.
Most of the money went to pay his salary.
Yeah.
So where's the budget? There's no budget. It's just an expression.
His salary. Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with.
How
much do they owe us?
A lot.
You can't count that high.
That's right.
Tomorrow night's show, we're going to talk about discrimination. But that's not our worst enemy. That's tomorrow night.
That sort of aggravates me. It's a pet peeve, actually. When somebody says to me, "You're getting, why should we help you out?" That, they don't realize how much we really do get. And then people start to, you know, say things about that. I want to just go, "Really? You really want to know how much I get?" You know, that's when I start off, you know, and start telling them exactly how much I get. And they go, "Really? You're below poverty level?" Oh, yeah. So I can get services. That's the only way I can get services. Otherwise, I get nothing. You know? It's crazy, Frank. Why do I even bother try to make people understand that? I really shouldn't. You know? It's craziness.
Well, it's not that we want money from the agencies.
No.
That's not the point.
No. That's the point. No.
The point is to change a system so that people can be in a position where they can contribute to that system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening the way it is now. You know, you hear the, if you listen to some of the business news, you hear about the jobs and all that. But you never hear about all the disabled people who can't get a job.
That's right.
Millions.
And you are punished for trying to get one. You really are seriously punished. Now you can't get, you know, your disability money. Well, let me say, we have a lot of expenses as being a disabled person, and that shouldn't be. I mean, a lot.
Well, it's like they punish you because you went to work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's like.
How dare you work and not be the good old little disabled person sitting at home? That's what it's like. A lot of times I just go, okay, now I'm ready to fight this. I have to. Because now I have barely anything. One of my assistants has been taken away. So it was for my medicine. And I said to myself, Frank, maybe this is time that I go to alternative treatment. It's telling me something at this point. If I have to pay for pills or I have to pay for alternative treatment and it's going to be around the same amount, guess what? I'm going to go for the alternative since I have to
pay. Yeah, all that medicine you take is no damn good for you anyway.
Well, it's killing me.
So that's a blessing. Let them take it away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to find other ways.
Yeah.
Compensate for them.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 on the phone number. We have a little bit of time left if you want to call in. And by the way, you don't have to agree with us. You know,
that's
people
right.
may not agree with us that the agencies owe us, and that's fine. You know that you're entitled to your opinion. You know. But what
and
what
we
is
agree to disagree.
What is the solution then? You
right.
know, I mean every other solution in that I've seen over the years has been applied, and where are we? So if you don't agree with us, that's
help
cool. We respect that, but also. Tell us what the solution is.
That's all.
You know, because I'd like to know.
Me too.
So that's what I
if
say to anyone
give me
who,
the solution,
who doesn't agree with us.
I've got to say, if somebody could give me the solution for my mom right now, which I doubt there is right now anymore, because they put it too long in the nursing home, I don't know what the solution is anymore. I really don't. I'm sad for her. I am very sad for her. You know, I pray to God.
Yeah, they're gonna. As soon as God willing, she pulls through, they're gonna send her back there.
Yes, they are.
For what?
To get
for the next episode to be abused again and neglected.
Oh yeah. They keep pulling more and more life out of you until you die. And then they have that better.
And you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many people resent somebody who comes back from the hospital. What are you doing back here? I thought we got rid of you.
No, I haven't heard that yet. But maybe that's what they're thinking. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have a theory. There's a lot of haters.
That's what they're thinking. Oh, yeah, there is a lot of haters.
Again,
it depends on how they... Yeah, I know that my mom has arthritis very bad. She wouldn't even be in there. You know, I would have... If I had, like, her in a home, what made it bad, she was forgetting a lot and going to the bank outside and yelling at them and telling them that she, you know, basically they took her money. That's not good when you're forgetful. So that's where I stepped in.
Well, she needed somebody to be with her.
All the
to help
time.
Her.
And I lived in a different area. I'm severely disabled. And then they told me, okay, Suzanne, you have to be there. How am I going to be there and I live in a different area and I'm with my husband and I need care of myself? Huh? You know? And they said, I don't care. You got to find a way. Oh, really? How could I find a way? What am I going to chop my body in pieces and then send one to my mom, send one to...
Well, your answer should have been, why don't you help me find a way if you care about my mother?
I did. Believe me. I had, name on it, too? A couple people. I had two social workers in the room. I had the agency in the room. I had a freaking party in my mom's house.
Well, they obviously didn't help you.
No, they didn't. And my mom was
their only answer was a horrible nursing home that made her worse.
That was the first one. The second one.
So they
isn't
didn't
as
help
bad.
You.
The second one isn't as bad, but it's pretty bad still. I gotta say. because it still follows.
Well, the second one is the one that helped put her in the hospital. So.
Well, the other one had her in the hospital four times, and one of them, they said that, you know, she fell, but she didn't. She was dropped, and I know that for a fact. For somebody.
One's worse than the other.
Yeah, I know. Pretty bad. You know.
All right, Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Demands that we get rid of these nursing homes. We demand that the system be changed.
Yeah.
We want a mandate from the President of the United States, and he doesn't have to spend any money.
That's true.
To do these things. Mandate the agencies to raise
the
money.
That's right.
And we'll work with them to do it.
That's right.
All right. That's the answer, world. And that's the only answer I know of that's going to begin to help people. I don't know of any other. Because
that's
where are you going to go without funding?
That's true.
How are you going to be helped?
You can't be.
Without the money.
You really can't. You have to have the
now,
money
if,
to
we were talking about Rosie in the hospital. If she had her money now, you know, it's not a lot of money, but it would be better.
Yeah, I know.
Than the way she is now. See? This is why the nursing home should not take a person's money.
That's right. I have to wait until they convert it back to community Medicaid from nursing home Medicaid. What the hell? It's all Medicaid. You want to know the truth? That's the stupid part, too.
They should take whatever the government gives them, and if the cost is higher, the agency should start raising the money. The disabled person's money should not be touched. That's my money.
That's it. That's right.
To try to run my
mind.
Life.
That's right. It's true.
And look at it now. If she had funding, you know, she wouldn't be in half the situation, the tough situation that she's in now.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners around the world, and don't forget to sign our petition, the nursing home petition, and the service dog school. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Stay with us and help us change this system. That's all we can say to you right now.
Right.
All right. We're not going to give up the ship.
No, we're not.
I've just begun to fight.
Yeah, me too.
John Paul Jones, Admiral
That's
Jones.
Right.
All right, Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Thank you, Inner Sight.
You're welcome.
Be with you tomorrow night. Live on Inner Sight around the world. Don't forget Friday's the funnies. We'll have some funny, crazy stuff here.
Yep.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.